On the flip side, if they're doing this environmental thing, and we have our...
All right, okay. It's 10:30, so we'll call to order our Economic Development Committee for February 28th. First item, really, is approval of minutes from December 6th meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item up is public comment. If we have anyone here to speak, it's 2 minutes, and you can leave your, give us your name and address. Anybody? I don't see anybody here. Okay. Number four is discussion and possible action regarding the economic development strategy update.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
This morning we do have the economic development strategy for your review and consideration. A draft of this was presented to you at the town council retreat back in January by our consultant, S.B. Friedman. And generally, I think that the report was well received by everyone on council. So since that time, Lauren and I have had the opportunity to talk with S.B. Friedman, a couple of follow-up meetings to discuss anything further. This morning, actually, you received a copy of an updated report. There is nothing different in the report substantive at all. The only thing that they added was some additional information about traffic trips or population and those sort of things. And then with each of the strategies, a little bit more of an explanation. But other than that, everything is exactly the same as what you were presented with back in January. So our goal this morning is to provide you with a brief overview and see if the Economic Development Committee is ready to proceed with approving or recommending approval of the strategy, and also to talk about perhaps prioritization of some of the strategies that are within the plan. So Lauren and I will both be presenting that to you this morning. So to begin with, actually, I'm sorry, I realized you'd already done that. Okay. We'll start with a quick review of the report, which identified our key needs, which would be things such as retaining high-quality jobs, highway jobs, key growth priorities, which would be making sure that we have industries that would minimal impact on our community, our local infrastructure and traffic. Identified the key development zones. There were four of them: Patriots Point area, the Wando Welch Long Point area, Johnny Dodds infill, which would largely be redevelopment opportunities, and then finally Carolina Park. And then also within the strategy, the key clusters were identified. Two of those align with CRDA, and that would be the information technology services as well as the life sciences. But then three were identified that are unique to the town of Mount Pleasant based on some of the things that we desire to see within our community. And those would be architecture and engineering, marketing design, and the financial investments. Also within the report, a vision was provided or defined, which really speaks to providing an emphasis on promoting economic vitality while enhancing quality of life. So as we begin to run back through these strategies, you'll see where each of these align in a way that support this vision that has been created. So now with key clusters, we've already explained, have been identified. Key development zones have been identified, as well as the vision. We're going to start to just talk about the strategies, all of which were presented to you in your town council retreat. And we've actually got some recommendations for how we might prioritize some of those, because they're things that we can perhaps implement very quickly. Or there's some other projects that are underway that we can kind of couple this with as we move forward. So Lauren's going to cover the ones that are a little bit more business related, and then there are a lot that are planning related, and I will speak to those. And so we can jump right into those specific strategies.
Thank you, Christine, and good morning, committee. So there were six strategies that were presented in the draft that you all received in January, confirmed this morning. This first one is establishing Mount Pleasant's reputation as a regionally competitive and welcoming destination for economic development. There was some conversation, at the retreat about the branding exercise. That's something that we really, while it's important, certainly a focus, we do need to sort through some of the other priorities that we've identified and some things that staff recommends so that we can get some clarity on what that brand should really be. I know there's a lot of excitement around that one in particular, but it also has some budget contingencies, things of that nature related to it. So we'll probably come back to that one after we've completed some of these other strategies here. But the other two are just, you know, continued long-term focus on economic development. The next strategy, attracting and retaining businesses with high-wage jobs in these target clusters. You can see here staff has circled 2.2 aligned with regional strategies to attract and grow businesses in IT and life sciences clusters. This is something that we definitely want to make sure we're in alignment with the CRDA on, and their one region and the CRDA strategies will be completed this spring. So again, that's something that we can work on rather quickly. We do just want to make sure that we have all of the information from one region roadmap and the CRDA strategy to make sure that we're in alignment with those strategies and working towards the same goals there. And some other things about, you know, improving relationships and meeting regularly with different organizations, the regional business community. Those are things that Christiane and I have already been doing. We meet quarterly with the CRDA, Charleston County Economic Development staff. We're attending various industry meetings on a regular basis. So some of this is already in the works, but certainly great to continue. And now I'm going to turn it back to Christiane for some planning specific strategies here.
One of the strategies that they've identified is ensuring the clarity and predictability in development patterns. And so the first two points that you see on this particular slide are things that that we can begin moving forward with immediately. The first bullet is to update the zoning code to reflect the 2020 comp plan, as well as this particular strategic plan. You all know that we've been working for a while. We've already got consultants on board, White Smith, to help us with the update of our zoning code. Actually, this report has already been shared through Ms. Reed and our planning staff back with White Smith and Associates, so they will be able to start to incorporate the concept of the cluster, the recommended clusters, the life sciences, the marketing, those sort of things, into the update of the zoning code, in particular the use table. Then the second piece of this really deals more with the areas. And so these two can really start to align, excuse me, with one another, where we've got these economic development zones. So you all remember there were four areas identified: the Johnny Dodds infill, Carolina Park, the Long Point area, and then also Patriots Point. So as we begin to work on the zoning code and the update to the use table, we can also better define the areas where we want to promote these types of uses, or perhaps discourage certain types of uses from occurring within these identified development zone areas. So the opportunity is going to be there as we move forward with the update to the zoning code to almost create some additional special area plans, perhaps with these particular development zones that have been identified. What this will also do, and Lauren will speak more about the incentives in a few minutes when we get to that particular bullet, but it will also set us up in a way that we can help to promote the incentives more directly towards these specific zones and towards the specific uses that have been identified in the clusters. So that is something that I would say it's already happening. We've already shared this information. The other two are things that we will continue to work on, maintain and publish the town database of active development sites. We've been for a while sharing information with the assistance of planning department, back in particular with Charleston County Economic Development, when we know that there's vacant spaces. So that kind of aligns with that, and we can certainly look at opportunities to expand that further. And then finally, always looking for opportunities to annex. But there's a lot that can probably be accomplished pretty quickly on this particular strategy.
Madam Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
On the 3.3, listed for sale or under construction, is Starling Chevrolet moving?
Not that I've heard.
There was a lot of activity with everything out of the building yesterday.
I've not heard that at all.
If you haven't heard anything, probably it was just an oversight somehow. But there was a lot of activity and not a lot of vehicles.
Yeah, well, perhaps there are. I question every day as I ride by a Volkswagen what's going on there, because it's a pretty empty lot right now.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
I had to ask that question, talking about listed businesses for sale or under construction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chapman, I should have paid more attention. I drove by that location several times over the weekend, but was distracted every time by the beautiful red brand new Corvette for sale right out front. I don't know if anyone saw it, but it was extraordinary show. Matter of fact, I'm waiting for them to come in on state contract so we can mix some of those into our fleet here at the town.
Good. Thank you.
I think Eric's going to be asking for a raise here shortly.
Let's see. Another one that is planning related is to remove barriers to the development within the target clusters. The first point there, when we discussed that at the retreat, there was a question about the spot zoning. So you'll see when you look through the updated report that you received this morning that that particular those words have actually been eliminated. So it just instead says reduce the use of variances. But where we have focused on this in terms of prioritization is the ability to expedite permitting for new developments suitable for business in the target clusters. And we already within our code allow that economic development projects have the opportunity to go through a staff level DRB, which does afford the opportunity to move a little more quickly through the development process. And then, of course, informally, we often keep an eye on some of the important projects to make sure that as it's going through, whether it's the planning department or now through the building division and EDS, that they are prioritized. But there could be some opportunities where we can formalize this a little bit more. So that is something that's really kind of already in the works, but perhaps could be taken up another level.
So the next strategy is about expanding the use of the economic development incentives. The town has administered several incentives over the years. They've been tremendously successful in both recruiting and retaining businesses here in the town of Mount Pleasant. So that first strategy is focusing on the economic development incentives in those target clusters that align with suitable uses in key economic development zones. So this is what Christiane was speaking to just a few moments ago about perhaps reviewing the economic development incentive structure and using that as the tool to encourage those specific industries in the key development zones, so where the infrastructure is in place, where it makes the most sense in the community. And along with that, now that we've had that incentive program in place for a number of years, myself and Marcy Kotov, our CFO, have had a chance to kind of live in it for a little while, and we've got some recommended changes that we'd also like to just pull through the process as well, just to strengthen the language of the incentive grant and also incorporate the GFOA best practices with economic development incentives as well. So we'll bring all that to you at a later time. The other item that's really something that we can implement here rather quickly is this advertising the full suite of local, county, and state incentives. So oftentimes when we are going after an economic development prospect, we want to make sure that, you know, what we offer here at the town is different from what the county offers, which is different from what the state offers. And we want to make sure that they are recognizing that full suite of incentives that is available to them. It's not just pick or choose one of the three, that oftentimes all three of us work together to offer a comprehensive incentive package. So just updating our website to make sure that that full suite is advertised for prospects. And that's something we can easily accomplish and complete here, you know, within the next few days, honestly. This last one is prioritizing the quality of life initiatives to support local workforce and residents. This is important, as S.B. Freeman mentioned, folks want to live here. The CEOs of these companies want to live here. And so we already have that as a recruitment tool for these economic development prospects and certainly something that's incredibly beneficial to us. So this particular strategy talks a lot about the attainable housing, reducing inflow of essential employees. This council has done a lot of work in supporting the Housing for All Mount Pleasant, various other initiatives in that regard. So the one that we really want to focus on here is implementing Mount Pleasant Way as a means to connect the residents and commercial centers and to incentivize those economic development zones. And certainly we've got several of those projects underway. I know committee awarded a contract this morning for a portion of Mount Pleasant Way. So we just want to continue on and perhaps go after some grants with respect to Mount Pleasant Way to get that constructed and ensure that connectivity throughout the community. And then the last one is the partnerships with regional transportational providers to improve multimodal access. Again, these are conversations that are already occurring and the work is ongoing. We just want to make sure we double down on our efforts in those regards to help connect that transportation and flow within the community. With that, that's all we have. I'm happy to entertain any questions that you may have about the strategy. And
I have a lot.
Okay.
I've been working on my interrupting skills. See how well I did? I've been working on that. I'm like, wow. Okay. So I'm looking at the map on page 30, but I don't know that our pages match up. I'm looking at the key economic development zones, and I have a few questions. Does this include the donut holes, like in specifically the Wanda Welsh, the Long Point Road? Is the donut holes included on that?
It would, because that would be part of what we would want to promote, is if we can actually annex those properties.
So what does that look like? How does that, does that go more towards like CRDA, or who's going to promote those properties, and how do we promote those properties?
Well, we certainly can. We do have a few incentives in place already for annexation, in particular with business license, where they, if an existing piece of property, existing business were to annex in, then they have relief from those business licenses for a couple of years. But I think otherwise it would be us, certainly there are opportunities, I think, that we could work in conjunction with either Charleston County Economic Development or CRDA, depending on what the cluster is, what the type of business is that's interested in developing in the town.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, let me
add
on to what Mr. Icafano was questioning. Had a presentation with the Charleston Metro Chamber that both of you were at. They were very anxious for us to share things like this with them so that they could assist us. And in particular, at the Wanda Welsh Long Point Road area, that would be a perfect place for us to not only request, but encourage the Chamber, Metro Chamber of Commerce, to assist us with finding new businesses. That's part of their job. They're also working with the same consultant to do their work. So that's a perfect location where a business group like the Chamber of Commerce could really help us with. And maybe that would be one of our next things to do with this committee, to bring the Metro Chamber in to have some discussions with them about assisting us with implementing this plan in particular, but Wanda Welsh Long Point Road area would be a perfect example.
And to that end, Mr. Chapman, you've attended one of the meetings with the chamber that planning assisted with right before Christmas, I think it was. We actually will be going staff to present this. I think it's next week or the week after. So we'll be able to, that is that small group of the chamber. So that would at least get this information out to them initially.
Great.
Where will our money for advertising come from? Do we have a pot for that, or is it already? Okay.
Well, for the marketing study or?
For marketing specifically to back up this plan.
We do have some monies identified within the proposed budget, which has not, of course, been presented or finalized for this coming year, but we specifically have at least proposed some initial funds for the implementation of this strategy, which potentially could be used for that purpose.
Okay, and I've got one more. Carolina Park is on here. Obviously, Faison Road was an initial discussion on economic development. Do we still have a presentation on that? And is it possible to get that presentation, considering it backs up this plan as well? I believe there was a presentation for that.
We'll forward you and the rest of the committee the presentation shown at the retreat.
Okay, thank you.
It laid out all the uses that you were.
I don't know that we saw it, but okay, thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chapman?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Yes, I was excited when I met with y'all to meet with the CDRA and see that other organizations are going to be helping us to promote this, and working with the planning and everything, all the pieces seem to be coming together. So I would feel comfortable forwarding this to full council and recommending.
Yes, ma'am. You need a motion?
I'm not sure if anyone else.
You need a motion?
Yes. Okay.
I would move that we submit this whole plan for adoption by our council, hopefully at the next meeting.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Very
thank
much.
Y'all. This is great. And with that, we can adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.